silent communication. As my mother lay dying, I sat beside her for 5 days and five nights. I fed her as she must have fed me when I was a child. I often would bend my head to listen to her word fragments and sentence crumbs. The third day they put a tube into her nose and I was deprived of the feeding I loved. Still her eyes and the look in them seemed to reassure communication. She seemed like an answer to the unuttered cry of my soul.